The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, welcome back. And today on this segment, we are going to be talking about low T. And I gotta tell you, it kind of cracks me up because anytime I start to hear on a direct-to-consumer commercial, especially from a pharmaceutical company, where they're actually making a new category, because T, of course, if you don't know already, stands for testosterone. But if you listen closely, low T, they keep branding something like low T. And it's really funny to me sometimes when medicine, and I've got a guest on the line here who's listening, and I can't wait to hear his comment about what I'm about to say. But when medicine uses the same sort of marketing and branding techniques as any other company or person that's trying to develop a business, they start, you know, kind of almost making a normal life stage, I think they call it disease mongering, or something that happens where we do need to understand about it, but they make it as a disease category. And guess what? If you make a disease category out of something that happens sometimes naturally in a person's life, you have a built-in market. And I think sometimes we need to be aware of that. But it's not what we're completely talking about today. We are talking about low T, low testosterone. And I've got the brilliant Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, with me to do this, because I think it's important, because just as it's normal for estrogen levels to drop in a woman at a particular time in her life after natural fertility, it's also common in males. And so instead of menopause, we could actually look at this life stage as andropause. But when you've got non-optimal low testosterone, it can also be associated with depression, elevated risks of high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, and so much more. And we want to be talking about effective treatments for optimal testosterone levels. So, Dr. Teitelbaum, thanks so much for being here.
Holly, always a pleasure.
All right.
Now, let me say, they don't call me Dr. T just because of this. I just want to...
Okay, you're going to clear that up and just... you're going to get that right out there. I'll make sure that when I blog on this, I'll say that for sure, loud and clear.
There we go. But this is something that really is important. And usually when I see the drug companies marketing, and it's a funny thing, they market to doctors the same way. Most right. of our education is actually slick advertising, masquerading as science. And it gets kind of sad. But this is actually a case where the drug companies are doing something good. But as you note, it's important to distinguish when low testosterone, low estrogen is a normal, healthy process of aging versus when it becomes unhealthy. And that right. makes all the difference.
I agree. I think that's such a good distinction, because we don't want to medicalize normal phases of our lives. I think that people start then aging, and they start aging thinking that with the messaging that they're getting, perhaps from the slick advertising, that they're aging naturally into a sickness period, into a non-well period. And I really get passionate about that. So I think that's a great distinction.
And so let's tell people how to distinguish. If you're a guy and you're wondering, well, gee, you know, it's a big T for me. A couple of questions. First, how are things working out for you? If everything's working really well, then the answer is no. But on the other hand, if you find that you're having problems with your cholesterol is going up and your blood pressure is going up and you're getting the spare tire around the middle and perhaps even starting to get early signs of diabetes, that mix is called metabolic syndrome. And that in men comes directly. It comes from excess sugar, but it also comes from the testosterone level being too low. And when you go ahead and treat that, lo and behold, what the studies show. In fact, there's a study using the testosterone in men who had low testosterone and followed them over 20 years. And the men who received the testosterone were 40% less likely to die during the term of the study. So overall, this is one where I give the drug company a good score for actually helping people as opposed to killing them with the medications.
Okay, great. We'll take it. We'll take it. I think they're getting the news out there about low T, right? And this perhaps is definitely helpful for a lot of people going out there, because I got to tell you, it's our modern day. I think what causes low testosterone, and as you say, low testosterone, that is not normal. That is actually something that needs, I mean, certainly, as you said, obesity tends to occur with insulin resistance, and aromatase enzymes concentrate in the fat tissue. So that can be certainly something. Pollution has been proven to cause low testosterone. Stress can cause low testosterone. So there are things in what I call our modern day society that are really causing both men and women, as we go into our golden years, to really have to look at our bodies differently and understanding what are the contributing factors that are really creating an imbalance in our endocrine system. We've been around for a long time, usually 40, 50, 60 years on this earth, that is getting increasingly toxic, that is getting increasingly stressful. And what are the effects? And that's, we identify and treat the cause.
But Holly, what I want people to get, because frankly, if I could pick any time in human history to live, it would be right now. And
all right.
Every time has its challenges, whether we're looking at the Black Plague or smallpox coming through or polio or
right.
all different things. And this generation is no different. Yes, we have 85,000 chemicals in the environment. And yes, we have all of these challenges with half of our calories now being stripped of vitamins and minerals. But it's important for people to know that we really have everything we need to really adapt and thrive in the current environment. And that's part of the thing. So instead of looking at the environment and being made afraid, which is what TV seems to try to make everybody panic about everything.
Sure.
Life is actually pretty good, but you want a good multivitamin because the diet sucks. You know, we do have a lot of chemicals in the environment. They will sometimes block hormone function. So you want to be conscious. And know that the tests are not reliable. For testosterone, your blood test has to be in the lowest 2.5% of the population, including 85-year-old men, before the doctor will say that it's too low. And just like with thyroid, adrenal, these tests miss most people who need it. So if I have a man and their testosterone is in the lowest 20th percentile or even 30th percentile, if I see that cholesterol up and that blood pressure up, maybe diabetes, I'm going to be treating with a bioidentical testosterone. And we're not talking about, you know, the juice, so to speak, that some bodybuilders will use, these very powerful synthetic testosterones that are very toxic. This is very different. This is a very safe, bioidentical form used at the proper dosing. But other things, if you have a man with depression, Prozac, not likely to help much except to give sexual dysfunction, as it does in both men and women, when they lost muscle mass, things along those lines. I think that the testosterone is worthwhile. But a helpful tip for those of you who are younger, 45, and having these similar problems, even perhaps erectile dysfunction, and your testosterone level is under 450, again, that's my cutoff for what I consider normal. The nice thing is you can actually stimulate your own testosterone production with a simple medication called clomiphene, and you take half a tablet. Low dosing is better at bedtime. You do that for a week. You recheck the testosterone levels. It will often come back up in the 650, 700 range, which is a healthy range for somebody in their 40s. So that way, because a lot of time the testosterone will lower sperm count. And if you're still in baby-making years, there are other ways to stimulate your own body's natural production of testosterone.
Nice. And yeah, in naturopathic medicine, we use herbs like to do that, increasing testosterone naturally. Ashwagandha has some great studies, making sure we correct any zinc deficiency, also any vitamin D deficiency. So 60 seconds. I love it, Jacob, how you put a positive spin on the fact that, hey, we've got a lot going on that's going to affect our endocrine system, but we do have the keys to adapt and thrive. And what you're saying, I think, and I'm going to give you the rest of the show, is that especially bioidentical testosterone therapy is really something we need to start looking at for men and treating them besides what their lab tests say.
Absolutely. And you want to ask that simple question, how are things working out for you? If things are fine, right, Stay away from docs.
Yeah, so there you go. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is talking about not treating lab tests, treating people. So looking at those symptoms first, perhaps, using lab tests to confirm any clinical suspicions, and then making sure that we understand all of what's going on with folks and helping people stay well, because that's what we try to do here on Radio MD. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. Thank you so much for listening.